This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Frosty Landon is the executive director of the Virginia Coalition for Open Government. He joins us on the long line from his office in Roanoke. That's right. You're in Roanoke, right, Frosty?
I am in Roanoke at this moment with a cell phone.
There you go. You've been in Roanoke for a long time, haven't you?
50 years or so.
Has that community changed a little bit?
A little bit, not nearly as much as Charlottesville, Albemarle, probably.
You know, I think for people that haven't taken the drive down to Roanoke, when they see it for the first time, I think they're shocked at how big it is. It's much bigger than Charlottesville.
Well, it's all concentrated inside a little ring of mountains, and that may be why it looks a little bigger than it really is.
It got a heck of a skyline compared to Charlottesville, that's for sure. Hey, Frosty, we wanted to get you a Happy New Year to you, by the way.
Thank you, and same to you.
We wanted to hear from you regarding this recent FOIA survey. FOIA, of course, the Freedom of Information Act. A recent survey conducted by media here in Virginia. Explain to us, what was the survey, how did it work, and what were some of the troubling results of that survey?
Well, our coalition was not a participant in the so-called audit or compliance of the Freedom of Information Act. It was done entirely by a group of newspapers in the state. I applaud it. I think it's always good to test compliance and make sure that an act that's intended to provide transparency in government is really working. And this is the first time we've had it in Virginia since the legislature in 2000 created a full-time ombudsman office to try to foster compliance with the open meetings and open records law. I was pleased to see some significant progress from the only other time this test has ever been attempted, and that was back in 1998. Real progress with the police department. 62%, I think, of all police departments in the state, including those in Charlottesville and Albemarle, provided the requested, unarguably public record that was being sought in the test, and that was the crime log. Now, when this was done back in 1998, only 16% of the law enforcement agencies complied with that request. So, if you're a half glass full kind of cockeyed optimist, that shows some progress, and I think it's very much to the credit of officials of the Police Chiefs Association and to the FOI office that's been providing training over the years. The sheriffs didn't do as well. I think they've still got good ways to go. I think they came in around 43% in compliance. I was not surprised about poor compliance with a rather obscure record, and that's fire inspections of schools. It's certainly a record of great public interest, I would think, and the survey points up the need for making that more readily accessible so people do know that that record's available. The really distressing thing to me in the results was with the third record request, and that was for email for the previous 2 weeks from either a county board chairman or a city mayor with others in local government. And the reason I was so distressed with that, I think they only had something like a 4 out of 10 in compliance providing the email within the requested 5-day period, was we've had a lot of discussion, we've had court cases, there's been a lot of training, and for anybody in government in Virginia not to know at this point that a record is a record is a record, whether it's an old-fashioned letter, whether it's a fax, whether it's an email, it makes no difference. That is a record if it deals with public business, and it needs to be retained in either in electronic or paper format, and needs to be provided when people seek it, because that's how we communicate these days, and that's how citizens will have access to their government, keep government accountable, and provide some oversight of government. That's what the Freedom of Information Act is all about.
So if I'm a city councilor and I email my fellow city councilor, or I email a staff person a question, a bit of our email conversation that has anything to do with what's going on at the government level, that is public record.
As long as it's public business, absolutely.
And Frosty, explain to folks who may not know how this survey was conducted. I mean, it wasn't in just one city. This was conducted all across Virginia. Reporters, people who worked for media organizations actually went to their local governments went to the police stations and asked for information.
Yeah, and all I know is what I read in the papers and heard on radio is the procedures, but it's very much the same way the previous one was done 8 years ago, and similar surveys have been done in, I guess now, at least two-thirds of the states in the country. And that is journalists who are not known in a particular locality go there and simply ask as a citizen for a public record. And under Virginia law, this is not a journalist privilege law. This is a citizen's law. And you don't have to say why you want a record. You don't have to say who you represent, if anybody. And that's part of the training that obviously folks in government in Albemarle and Charlottesville understand, because I think you're the only urban area in the state where the city and the suburban surrounding county complied on all three record requests. But the ones making the requests go to localities where they're not known, and they simply say, I'm a citizen, and I understand under state law I have this right to this record. Could I have it, please? Unfortunately, there's still a lot in government, whether it's because of an attitude thing, they just like to keep secrets, or because they're just running scared that they're going to disclose something that they shouldn't. We've still got this compliance issue. And I think the training for those who were monitoring this and conducting the audit was very careful, according to the ground rules, to make sure that nobody lied, nobody misrepresented themselves. They just didn't say they were journalists, because when an average citizen goes and asks for a crime log, the average citizen doesn't have to say, I'm just an average citizen. Just, I want it, and I understand it's my right to have it.
Frosty Landon, he's the executive director of the Virginia Coalition for Open Government. A recent survey by Virginia Media found that many localities aren't aware of the FOIA laws here in Virginia. Some did well. Charlottesville, Albemarle, Greene County did very well. And some others, Rockbridge County, Martinsville, Fairfax, some of these folks didn't do very well.
They need some attitude readjustment, and they certainly need some training.
I was going to say, Frosty, you think it's just a matter of ignorance, that they don't know things like email or public record?
In some areas, it is that. It's not being aware of the law or not understanding all of its ins and outs. It can be kind of complicated in some parts, not others. But I think it's, in some places, it really is attitude, and that is, you don't own government. I'm government, and I'll tell you what I'll give you and what I won't.
Amen. Frosty, let me ask you about, if you could just give folks who may not know a brief sketch of the FOIA law here in Virginia. Virginia really is, are we ahead of the game when compared to the rest of the nation when it comes to open government laws? Are we behind the curve? Are we in the middle of the pack?
Virginia probably is in the top 10 states overall. Some surveys have indicated even the top 5 or 6 states. The weakest part of the open government law in Virginia is the law enforcement section, which allows even completed investigation records to stay confidential forever. But overall, pretty good act, quick response time, actual cost for any records being provided, and no motive, no purpose test. All of those are very strong aspects of the law.
Are we looking at anything in the upcoming General Assembly session, which starts in less than a couple of weeks? Are we looking at any new legislation this year that might be FOIA-related?
Oh, yes, always. we're up to now, I think, 145-plus exemptions to this law. Fortunately, people in government don't have to know all 145 of them. But there will probably be a couple, 3, 4, 5 more added this session. Usually they're agency-specific, very narrow, and thus not raising new policy questions. And there will be 2 or 3 bills that will be before the Assembly that are the result of studies during the past year by the Freedom of Information Advisory Council, which is a group that oversees the work of the state's now 7-year-old full-time FOI office. And that's to clarify the law, to plug loopholes, et cetera. One of the proposals being carried by the Vice Chair, Morgan Griffith, senior Republican leader in the House, will create a new response to for citizens. There's been a problem that if a record couldn't be found that the citizen asked, Some people in government would just say, well, I don't have to answer the request then. Well, now being proposed is a new response that says, we've looked for that record, we don't have it here, but oh, by the way, we think it might be over there in that office. Well, it's a shame you have to write that kind of common sense response, but it's the bad guys that always cause the additional law. Another change that's being recommended is a little loosening of the rules for electronic meetings. Right now, they're only allowed for state boards and commissions. What proposed is one for some regional bodies that draw their members from a wide geographical area. So that would permit some of their members occasionally to participate electronically. And also to allow a member of a governing group that's on a state level to call in on an emergency, say, hey, I just had a flat tire. I can't make it to the meeting in Richmond, but I can phone in by cell phone and still participate. Well, this would permit it as long as it was a good, legitimate emergency.
The one, the only, Frosty Landon, the executive director of the Virginia Coalition for Open Government. Frosty, what's the website?
The website is opengovva.org, and we get about 3,000 unique visitors every month, so there are a lot of citizens interested in keeping an eye on Virginia government. Glad to see that.
Absolutely. Thank you, Frosty. Have a great 2007, and let's talk again real soon.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.